Country singer Gretchen Wilson lived the hard scrapple life she depicts in her songs. Born to a teenaged mother, the Illinois native dropped out of high school and worked as a bartender before getting her lucky break. She's one of a new breed of Nashville star, writing and producing her own music with a defiant viewpoint and classic country influences. Her new CD is titled All Jacked Up. Meredith Oakes has this review.
What does a self-proclaimed redneck woman do on a night out? If you're Gretchen Wilson, you might get drunk, bust up a bar, and then break into your own car.
Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. That's what they said when I got my last beer. Oh my God, it's 2 o'clock. I can't find my keys and my truck's locked. So I grabbed a tire tool and I broke my window. Hurt my elbow, got me in no
two. Don't get the wrong idea about Gretchen Wilson. Throughout the plain-spoken tale of debauchery that opens her new CD, she admits that she's learned her lesson, but she's not apologizing for her behavior. Just like Loretta Lynn, Gretchen Wilson sings about who she is with pride, no matter what she's doing.
Don't drive your car. Don't start no stuff in no bar. Hell, I wouldn't even tell anybody where you are when you're.
I wouldn't want you to think that all Gretchen Wilson writes about is getting liquored up. There are also lovely broken-hearted ballads on this CD, along with Southern rock, fierce decrees of individualism, and rants against our materialistic culture. But I can't resist this song, on which Wilson reveals that she loves classic honky-tonk even more than beer. Wilson turns her alcohol fixation into a clever nod to George Jones, one of country music's greatest singers. She invokes words like Jonesin' and no-show, the latter a nickname George Jones earned when he was too inebriated to show up to his own gigs. Wilson even borrows some of Jones's legendary vocal phrasing, and she nails it.
I dropped a quarter, played Golden Ring on the jukebox. Thank you! Placed my order with the guy behind the bar. And when he change, darling. And as I drank it down, I felt the healing star.
Now that you know Gretchen Wilson a little better, have you decided if you can embrace a woman who loves to drink and chew tobacco? How about one who's politically incorrect? Listen to her song Politically Uncorrect, which is also grammatically incorrect, a flag-waving duet with Merle Haggard.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
Gretchen Wilson's populist anthem may seem gratuitous in a culture dominated by red states and Fox News, but its message is one of the reasons that country music continues to be so commercially successful. And after a decade of enduring country singers who looked like models and sounded like pop stars, I'm overjoyed to hear anyone sing songs with a traditional sound about things that really matter to them. And I don't care if it's whiskey, politics, or even chewing tobacco.
The album from Gretchen Wilson is called All Jacked Up. Our reviewer is Meredith Oakes.